Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Carly?
Christmas time, whilst it brings a lot of joy to a lot of people, myself included, it can also be a very complex time. There's a lot of family dynamics at play, and it can be quite a hard time for a lot of families. So to kind of talk us through some tips on how to ease what can be a very painful time for some families, we're joined right now by psychologist Kim Cullen. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Now, let's talk about family dynamics at Christmas, because we're seeing a lot of people kind of brought together that aren't usually together, which can obviously lead to a very interesting time. What are some of your tips for kind of, I guess, staying cool and calm under pressure with those family dynamics?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing like Christmas time to bring people together who don't necessarily always want to be together.
Yeah.
The first one I would say is just some accountability for yourself. And that's in terms of, what can I do to make this a good day? So it doesn't have to be, you know, I have to resolve this, I have to like this person, I have to dress it. It's like, what will make this actually a good day for me? What's my part in this?
Sometimes people have a bit too much to drink on Christmas Day. What if there are some kind of harsh words exchanged? Do you have to kind of put on that Teflon coating and ignore it, or is it worth addressing?
After a few drinks, yeah, that's going to increase the odds of an argy-bargy, isn't it? So I guess if it's not you who raises it and strong words are said, that can be really, really difficult. That can be difficult in life, to be honest, if you're trying to keep you cool and someone just wants to poke the bear. In those cases, I probably have my strategies and my go-to statement in advance. So not necessarily arm yourself with your follow-up words. I'll say this, it's to arm yourself with your exit words.
Oh,
and that
okay.
might be something along the lines of, oh, let's pop a pin in it for the day and exit. Also focus, you know, if you are triggered too and you can feel your anger or your hurt or whatever it is that you've got churning up, direct your attention to something else. It's just a matter of distracting yourself with, you know, shiny thing over here or this person I really like. You know, have yourself a big cup of calm down juice and direct your focus away from the person who's triggering you.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Let's talk about that whole complex nature of divorce at Christmas time and how parents can navigate that whole situation seamlessly.
There's a lot of families experiencing divorce, and if this is your first Christmas, that's going to be really hard. This advice might be a little bit late, but not too late. Don't wait until the day before Christmas to work out how Christmas is going to roll out. These are discussions that should have already been had. Have them nice and early. If you haven't had them yet and you're just going to try and pan out and see how it goes on the day, good luck to you. Have that conversation out now and go, look, how are we going to manage this as smoothly as possible for the kids? If you and your ex-partner just really can't stand the sight of each other and trigger each other, make that exchange really, really quick. It's the same advice as what I'd say if you're confronted with a family member. Just like, let's pop a pin in it for the day. And remember too, if you're doing Christmas with your ex-partner or with someone that you don't like, it's a day. You can get through a day. You don't have to like them. You don't have to resolve anything. You just have to make sure that day is as pleasant as it can be, you know, with what you're going through at the time.
So take some calm down juice and act like a day in the office. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.